This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Hello, I'm Levi Payton, but of course I prefer to be known as the positive film buff, the only film buff in the world that is unable to hate any movie or even see flaws with it. I've got another special review to do here today, so welcome to another long-awaited installment of Blockbuster Corner. Remember when I said I would spend this month reviewing movies that were rated MA? Well, I'm breaking that stride to review an M-rated film, but it's one that has got that darker and edgier tone, the kind of tone that seems perfect for the type of month this is, the month of Halloween. The movie I'm reviewing is a superhero film released in the year 2016, and I can tell you, ever since I started to become a part of Invincibility since last year, being the positive film buff, the one who gives positive reviews to a lot of movies, it was possible for me to talk about this 2016 superhero film someday. Well, the day has finally come for me to talk about Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. It was one of 2016's biggest hits, though the critical reception was extremely mixed, with several mainly criticizing the film's tone and story, and it ended up getting 7 nominations at the Razzie Awards, including Worst Picture, and won 4. I've watched this movie many times in the past 4 years, and contrary to its mixed reception, I still believe it's actually one of the most exciting and most unique superhero blockbusters of the decade. But here's something more interesting. I actually do believe I found a reason as to why this movie got the reception it got. I'm gonna have so much fun talking about this movie, and I'm considering it another one of my most special reviews I'm doing on this show. Let's begin. 18 months ago, the world was introduced to the last survivor of the destroyed planet Krypton, Kal-El, who lived most of his life on Earth as a human named Clark Kent and had revealed his amazing powers to the city of Metropolis by saving it from the evil General Zod and was given the name Superman. However, in those 18 months, Superman has now become a controversial figure, with some supporting his ways of saving the world, including reporter Lois Lane and his adoptive mother Martha Kent, and some that consider him a threat. The one person who sees Superman as a potential threat is Gotham City billionaire Bruce Wayne, who for 20 years has been protecting Gotham as the vigilante named Batman after his parents were murdered. But 20 years of being Batman has greatly hardened Bruce's soul to the point where he shows fear that Superman's actions are left unchecked and grows a desire to rid the world of him. While Superman, who is struggling to wonder if he should remain Earth's protector despite being a polarizing figure, sees Batman's ways of justice as too extreme. What starts as a conflict between two powerful figures soon escalates into a series of world-threatening events. Events in which two other figures, a psychopathic billionaire named Lex Luthor and a mysterious antiques dealer named Diana Prince, both get involved with as well. The big battle between Batman and Superman will soon cause the world to ultimately discover what sort of hero it really needs. This film is directed by Zack Snyder, and I've recently reviewed another film directed by him a few weeks ago, the animated feature Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. One of the biggest praises I gave to that movie was Zack Snyder doing such a brilliant job at directing an epic story and filling it with a dazzling visual style. Those two factors are shown in this superhero blockbuster too. The story, written by Chris Terrio and David S. Goyer, and inspired by several classic DC Comics stories, is epic and amazing in a lot of ways. Before this came out, we've seen a lot of films based on the DC superheroes, including 1978's Superman, 1989's Batman, the 2006 film Superman Returns, and Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy from 2005 to 2012. Those are a lot of DC film adaptations. And yet this film manages to find a way to not only suck us into the wonderful world of DC, but give it a fresh new identity that stands on its own. I can tell that Snyder was a huge fan of the DC superheroes and wanted to bring these heroes to life both in a faithful way and in a different way, balancing the epic action-packedness of DC while giving it a more serious and darker angle. I can see those aspects from the story alone, and it is a beyond epic story, as I said, with many powerful themes, lots of complex characters with highly developed roles, and everything all building up to an epic series of non-stop action sequences by the time the actual showdown between Batman and Superman finally comes in. The story is directed brilliantly by Zack Snyder and brought to life with an excellent screenplay, and it's shown through some of the most glorious visual effects on the same scale as the best movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Only in this case, the visual style here successfully brings to life a more serious take on the world of DC. The visuals are also prominent in the film's action sequences, and there are a lot of amazing action scenes featured throughout. It isn't just the epic fight between Batman and Superman that's the most dazzling sequence in this movie. There's a lot more spectacular scenes that will have the ability to amaze you. The music score, composed in a unique collaboration between Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL, is amazing and really captures this film's epic scale brilliantly. And lastly, all the cast brings to life many outstanding versions of those famous comic characters, giving them fresh identities and a lot of human complexity. Ben Affleck, especially, is truly amazing as Bruce Wayne / Batman. He completely silenced all the naysayers that doubted him by bringing to life such a powerful and interesting take on the classic superhero. And in my opinion, this is Ben Affleck's best performance of his whole career. Henry Cavill is excellent in delivering a more serious take on Clark Kent / Superman, and Jesse Eisenberg completely steals the show in a brand new take on the famous villain Lex Luthor. Yeah, I believe this is one of Eisenberg's best roles, too. Gal Gadot makes a standout breakout role as Diana Prince. Jeremy Irons delivers a brilliant Alfred the Butler. And Amy Adams, Diane Lane, Lawrence Fishburne, and Holly Hunter each deliver solid performances in their respective supporting roles. To be honest, I think everything in this movie is truly amazing. It has an epic story, a fantastic director, an excellent cast, and of course, an amazing visual style and spectacular action sequences. In my opinion, this film is a masterpiece. However, is there a good reason why the critics gave this movie mixed to negative reviews when it first came out? I actually think, yes, there is. If you want to watch this movie, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm recommending you to do one thing. Watch the film's ultimate edition. Contrary to the film's theatrical version having a length of 151 minutes, the ultimate edition, which you can get on Blu-ray, it's selling at many stores now, it has a length of 182 minutes, containing 30 minutes of footage that was cut out when it was showing in cinemas. I believe the Ultimate Edition was the version director Zack Snyder intended to release in cinemas, but Warner Brothers cut it down to a shorter length. And I've discovered that because of it, the theatrical cut, while having all the things I just gave praise to and I overall thought the film was an excellent superhero blockbuster, had all its plot points feel jumbled and not delivered in a neat fashion, resulting in only half of the plot points reaching their conclusion, the second action-packed half of the movie having smoother pacing than the first half, and Batman's storyline being 100% more focused than Superman's storyline. The Ultimate Edition fixes all of those, giving more focus on building up the epic fight between Batman and Superman, giving them equal screen time and roles, and adding more meat to several other plot points. Because I've watched the Ultimate Edition, I came to realize that this movie was actually not just a fantastic action-packed superhero film, but a fantastic action-packed superhero masterpiece. And at the end of the day, that's what Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is. A superhero masterpiece containing a brilliant story, outstanding characters, amazing performances, spectacular action, dazzling visuals, and all brought to life by Zack Snyder's excellent direction. Had Warner Brothers not cut it down to a shorter length and just left the 182-minute cut as it was when it came to theaters, I think maybe critics would have been more positive to it. Heck, a lot of fans gave the Ultimate Edition high marks when it came to Blu-ray, and some fans had apologized to the filmmakers for ever disliking this movie. And now that Avengers Endgame, a superhero movie with a 181-minute runtime, became the highest-grossing movie in history, I think Warner Brothers is probably kicking themselves in the butt and are now trying to make the DC superhero films as better made, as proven by the critical successes of Aquaman, Shazam, and Birds of Prey. On the whole, no, Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice remains my fifth favorite movie of 2016 and honestly Zack Snyder's best film ever. But I recommend that if you're eager to check this film out the first time, go get the Ultimate Edition on Blu-ray. Because in my mind, that's the true version of Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. And it more than helped turn it from a magnificently fun superhero blockbuster into an epic superhero masterpiece.
High-achieving Year 12 students who put the University of Southern Queensland first on their QTAC application could become rewarded. Automatic scholarships up to $29,000 are on offer. Make USQ your first choice and join the number one university in Australia for graduate starting salary. Visit usq.edu.au/become rewarded for more details.